DeLon Wright on the program, first round pick of the Toronto Raptors. Welcome to the show, DeLon. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thanks for being on the program. Greatly appreciated. Let's talk about the Toronto Raptors and when you were drafted right off the top. So give me your thoughts, your emotions, how you were feeling when the Raptors picked you in the draft.
Yeah, so I was at home with my family, and when I heard my name, I was a little shocked. It was surreal that my name really got called. And after I celebrated, I got on the phone with some of the Raptors, and we talked, and they just told me how excited they were to have me and things like that.
All right, so one of the coolest things that I saw was when you were drafted, and it made it on TMZ, and you made it on TMZ for the right reasons, right? You don't want to be on TMZ for the wrong reasons, DeLon, but you guys, you guys watched, I guess you were at, and I've been to this place, you were at Hyde on the Sunset Strip, which is a banging club, and when Adam Silver announced your name as the 20th pick overall, you guys went, you and your brother Darrell, you guys went crazy. I love this video. Tell me about that scenario.
Yeah, it kind of looked like the same thing that happened when he got drafted. When we were at our house, everybody exploded. So it was a real fun moment, and I'm glad that they were able to capture that and put it out there for everybody to see.
Yeah, the smile on your face, man, is just gigantic. I love it. I love to see how excited you were. What do you know about the Toronto Raptors? How familiar were you with the Toronto Raptors before being? Did you have any inclination that you might get drafted?
Yeah, my agent told me between 18 and 22. So, when it got around that time, that's when I started to get a little nervous to see where I was going to go. But yeah, I watched the Raptors a lot. I'm friends with DeMar and Amir. I got to catch a couple of games.
Yeah, you are from the Southern California area, but you went to school in Utah. You were born in L.A., and that's where DeMar is from. And tell a Raptor fan, DeLon Wright, style of play. We know that you long arm defender. You're defensively conscious, and we just had Damari Carroll on the show. And Dwayne Casey is a guy that has a defensive system. The Raptors got away from it last year. But tell Raptor fans about DeLon Wright's game. What kind of player is DeLon Wright?
I would say unselfish. I'm just trying to, play within the team. I'm not trying to, get individual stats. I just want to, help my teammates get, their shots up and stuff like that. I think that's the best way to describe me right now.
Okay, and what do you expect from yourself this season? How do you think you're going to fit in? How do you think that you're going to be a Toronto Raptor? What's your in terms of how do you see your future? I know it's early. I know we haven't even started training camp, but you got to be envisioning your role on this team at some point.
Yeah, I think I can fit in well. And as far as my role, I'll be backup. It'll be new for me being a backup, but I think that it's not a hard transition. I already know I'm gonna be a backup, so I'm focused on just doing my job and getting counts some good minutes.
And congratulations, by the way. I was very rude for not congratulating you. You won the Tom Hansen Medal from the Pac-12 for being the top senior at Utah Athletics. Can you tell us about that award? What exactly is the award that you won?
Honestly, I don't know what the award is, honestly, but I'm honored to win it. I haven't really got to kind of settle down and figure out what the award is, who won it and everything. But I'm honored to win it.
Well, listen, you won an award, and I'm gonna try and figure out exactly what the award is. But it was from the Utah basketball player and a gymnast. You shared the award with a gymnast. 24 annual recipients of the Pac-12 Tom Hansen Conference Medal. And what it is you won an award for the outstanding men and women senior student athletes. So what it means is that you're smart, which I think is a pretty good. It's a pretty good compliment to. Look, I think your basketball intelligence, you have a pretty great IQ on the court, and it sounds like you have a great IQ off the court. Have you been to Toronto yet?
Yeah, I went for my workout, and then I went after I got drafted. And I'm in Vancouver right now, so getting real familiar with Canada.
Have you had a chance to, like, sample some Canadian money? Pretty confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, they're trying to explain it to me, but, you know, I'm going to catch on to it soon. So, yeah, that would be my plan in the future.
Do you know what a loonie is and a toonie? Have they explained that to you yet?
No, I'm not sure what that is.
Okay, so a loonie is it's a coin, it's a dollar, and then a toonie is another coin, and it's $2. Like, they're actual coins that are worth... Yeah.
They told me about it. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
Yes. It's totally different than American money. No pictures of presidents. There's a lot of pictures of, like, birds and squirrels and stuff on the Canadian. You'll get used to it, man. Plus, the best part is you're going to be getting paid in U.S. money, which is worth, like, 25% more than Canadian. So you're going to do fine, man. Delon, thanks for being on the show. Great to have you on the program, man. And good luck in Toronto, and we'll see you this season with the Toronto Raptors, hopefully.
Thank you.